Morning from the Neil Prendeville Show. It's coming up on 17 minutes to 11 o'clock. We've got Councillor Noel O'Flynn on line one. Long time no speak, Noel. How's it going?
Well, Mick, I was only just talking about today, yesterday, because I remember the time you fooled everyone in Cork, but you never fooled me because you never came on to me. Even poor old Con O'Leary got caught for you.
Good old Con.
The light of heaven into him. And I think Dino got caught as well.
Dino got caught in Times Square. Yeah. And Con was caught for trying to get a medical card for a dog, I think, I was looking for.
Well, come here, Mick. You might come back again and start off that process again. It was very entertaining.
It was. But you know something, yeah. Noel? We live in different times than we did 25, 30 years ago. If I found somebody now, they could sue me. They could sue me for distress. Too many snowflakes and too much GDPR and too much number... You know, the biggest thing the number comes up on the phone. It's very hard to hide numbers now. So, they were of their time. Let's move on, though.
But it was enjoyable.
You were speaking at council the other night about every second shop in town seems to be either a phone repair or a vape shop.
I was. And Mick, I put something up on Facebook, and I just want to tell you that I got 17,000 views, and there was 44 comments, and most of them were around the actual vape shops and the activities of the vape shops. Now, I want to talk about the shops, but before I do, I sent you on a response there that Deputy Kenneth Flynn got to his parliamentary question relation to vape shops. And there was 169 seizures were made by revenue between January and May of this year, 2026. Approximately 15.7 kgs of product was seized. Estimated value was almost 300,000. And this matches the total number of seizures recorded during the whole of 2025. Now, the growth in this illicit market should concern parents, schools and policymakers alike. And we need a very clear understanding of what is driving this increase and whether enforcement resources are keeping pace with the scale of the problem. The only reason why I'm bringing that up now, Mick, is because Deputy Kenneth sent it on to me this morning to say, look, this is the result of a question that I got. Like, and it's a serious concern to parents and others, and it deserves a full discussion at some other time, Mick. Perhaps you might consider talking to Kenneth about it because he'd be up to speed on it.
Okay, it's like Ken FM here at the moment. He's up to speed on a lot of things, and he's taking the government to task quite a bit. Can I hasten to add, Noel, that I do feel for the legitimate vape shops. The government took a hammer to vapes in the last budget. And I was talking to a guy, he is running a fairly large vape shop in what can only be an expensive site in the Douglas Shopping Centre. It's quite an expansive wall of vapes that he has. And he said, my business is literally ruined. And he's not doing anything illicit in that very, very public, well-worn, lots of footfall place. But he said, like my 8 euro vapes are gone to 12. My 12 euro vapes are nearly 20. And my 15, 16 euro vapes are now 24. I'm just not doing any business. It's going to fail. What you are alleging, though, is that there may be some illicit activity behind these vape shops. We have no proof of that, but you're looking for an investigation.
I'm not. I'm actually on your program today about my question that I put down the other night in relation to proliferation of vape shops, mobile phone shops, and barber shops in the city centre. And unfortunately, as the current planning laws, this is a shop, and it's classed as a class one shop, and therefore the planners told us the other night in council that they have no control over the type of shop that can be opened on the street. And what I'm saying to you, Mick, is this. No, I'll come back to about your friend in a minute. No city centre can thrive when every second or third premises is the same type of business. Cork needs a balanced mix of retail, hospitality, culture, services and independent enterprises. The growing concentration of vape shops, phone repair shops, barber shops and similar low investment retail uses raises legitimate questions about planning policy and retail diversity and the long-term economic health of our city centre. Now, Look, where there are concerns regarding tax compliance, licensing, employment law, or money laundering, these concerns should be investigated by the
Can I put it to you, Noel, in yours and my day, you know, you'd go to the barbershop and your hair got long. You need a cut. There are guys going now to the barbershop for grooming every week. You might go to a repair shop. There'd be an electrical repair shop, one in your town. If your heater broke down, you might bring it down to the man and get a new fuse or get something fixed. Everybody, in, like even youngsters at 6 and 7, are walking around with smartphones now. So there is a need for repair shops. And when it comes...
But I agree with you, Michael. There was only, by the way, there was only about 3 barber shops when I was young for growing up. There was one in Castle Street, one down in Parliament Place, and I think McNally Atkins' family were out in Blackpool at the time as well. So, I mean, I know that has changed. But what I want to say to you, Mick, walk down Patrick Street now, as I did last Sunday for the Eucharistic procession, and it was great to see so many people out professing their faith. Like, this is about the future of the Cork City Centre, not about any individual business. A thriving city needs, I think you'll agree with me, diversity, not duplication. The concern is over concentration, not legitimate enterprise. Every city centre needs a balance. Cork is no different. When every second doorway in Patrick Street starts looking the same, it raises questions about the direction of the city centre. And I think we want a city centre that attracts people in, not one that drives them away. And to me, the character of a city is one of its greatest economic assets. A successful city centre offers choice, variety and reasons for people to return. And Cork deserves a city centre that reflects its potential as Ireland's second city. This is an economic development issue such as much as a planning issue. Now, there's nothing wrong with barber shops. There's nothing wrong with vape shops. The issue is that it's not about one barber shop, one vape shop or one phone repair shop. The issue is when a small number of business categories become disproportionately represented across large sections of the city centre.
I understand. 25 years ago, there were 15 barbershops in Cork City. Do you know how many there are now?
I don't.
220.
Oh, Jesus.
That's according to Mick Moriarty. By the way, Noel, there's a documentary on BBC Two tonight at 10 o'clock all about vape shops and barbershops and the criminality behind them in the UK. Okay, that's on BBC Two tonight. And I'll give you one small little task, if you wouldn't mind, the next time you're in the city. Walk down Oliver Plunkett Street and tell me what you think.
I will. I plan to go in there today, actually, with a colleague to see. I only saw what I saw on Sunday, but I mean, I had been aware of it before that.
You'll find Oliver Plunkett Street pretty much the same. Although there's a lot of urban renewal projects going on there in buildings, it's looking much smarter than it did. You'll see a lot of those on the ground floor businesses, barber and...
And I just want to say to you there, Mick, that you mentioned your own, somebody that spoke to you, a legitimate businessman. So any individual business operating legally has every right to trade. This discussion is about the overall balance and diversity of the city centre. It's not about any individual business. And at the end of the day, Mick, there's a simple question. Do we want a city centre with greater diversity, greater choice and greater vitality? Or are we content to watch its character become increasingly diluted? And I believe Cork deserves better and should be aiming higher.
And Cork's a wonderful city to socialise in by day or by evening. Noel, we have a lot of our listeners who take city breaks out of Cork Airport, which is fabulously convenient. Over the last year, I've walked through the city centre of Malaga and Gdansk, and it's completely different. The vibe and the welcome and the restaurants and the sitting out and all that kind of thing. And I do take your point about the proliferation of those type of shops, the barber shops, the vape shops and the phone shops. Thanks very much for coming on. Great to talk to you again, Noel.
Mick, thanks for having me. I have an awful lot more to say, but you obviously haven't time for it. But I just wanted to tell you, Mick, before I finish, that I've asked Deputy Kinnerflynn to raise the planning and development regulations concerning all this in the Dáil, because the city officials here, the planners, have their hands tied behind their back when it comes to shops opening, similar to what I just mentioned.
Okay. You're building a dynasty like the Healy Rays, are you?
Mick, hold on a second, Mick. I know you 35 years, and I haven't seen you for a long time. I wouldn't even know you on the street now. But having said that, Mick, so I'm retired 15 years, and I came back there when Kenneth was elected as a Dáil, when he said, would you go in there and represent the party and myself in City Hall and the public, of course. And so, Mick, they're all saying, no, I'm like Rocky Five. I'm back again, you know?
Rocky Balboa. You're still trading out by North Point there, yeah?
Oh, yeah, well, not North Point, the Westlink Business Park.
Westlink Business Park, yeah, on the Old Mallow Road.
Yeah. On the Old Mallow. I'm still there, Mick. So there you are. I hope to meet you again soon.
No. Do they still call you Clutch and Break, or is that an offending term?
They do, yeah, they do. So I'm still doing this, yeah. I don't mind that, I don't mind what they call me now at this point, you know.
Great.
And by the way, Mick, I'm getting used to the members of the City Council as well. The only thing that has changed when I went back in was the faces. But I have to say that the members of the City Council are doing a fantastic job collectively, and they're all working well for the city, along with the officials as well. I'm very proud to be back in there, because we have a great city, we have a great management in City Council, and we have a great lot of councillors. Now, I might be saying something different in 2029, but no, I'm saying to you that they're all working extremely well together for the benefit of the city.
All right, I won't argue with that at this point. Noel O'Flynn, just one last piece of advice. Watch your phone. I don't have to be recording, you know.
Yeah.
Just be careful. You've set me a challenge. Thanks, Noel.
What's wrong with the phone, mate? What's wrong with the phone?
I might wind you up yet.
All right, hey. Well, Mick, if you do that, and if you do manage to do it, I'll be in the height of trouble, because the only one I have to face then is my wife.
Exactly. Noel, I really have to go this time. Thanks a million.